Hola, mis amigos. This is Enrico's The Freedom Screameros. Thank you for joining us tonight, people. When you hear that music, you know it's time for some activism. I want to thank John Statmiller, the owner of the network. I want to thank Tom Lacavara of RTR Truth Media for allowing me to use this broadcast to help a United States Navy veteran who's being unlawfully held against his will in a psychiatric home, which he cannot walk out of. He's been labeled as mentally ill because he stood up and exposed government corruption and harassment. And, of course, that's not very popular these days. Because once the GI signs on the dotted line, you are property stamped, bought and paid for, belonging to the United States military and any one of its research experiments. And there are thousands going on, hundreds of thousands. I would say right now, everybody listening to this broadcast is a target or a subject of harassment, interference, persecution in some way or another, whether it's at the kind of the well-known end, over taxation, over regulation, leftists, Marxism, Bolsheviks, Stalinists, Leninists, Communists, Democrats, or whether it's a lot deeper than that. And we're going to be going a lot deeper tonight. So thanks for joining us. We've got it's in a very sad way, but I have a very good feeling about this one because of, well, let me just run through the list. We're going to have Frank with us tonight. Frank and Amy, who was an Air Force veteran, brought me this case, and particularly egregious, this one here. So I want people to pay close attention. I'm going to try to slow it down a little bit because we're going to talk about a whole bunch of things, and this is why we don't, with my broadcast, Eric the Freedom Screamer, we don't have to really, all we have to do is pick a case that's egregious, like Anna Taylor, Stephen Dean, Tyler Whitman tonight. And the New World Order and all the medical research, Nazi experimentation, the police state, the admiralty courts, usurping our common law constitutional precepts, it all just surfaces its ugly head. So we kill two birds with one stone here, or let me say, we save two birds with one swoop. With one broadcast, hopefully this will put Tyler in the public eye. We're going to be doing our usual phone blitz and our publicity for his case. His name's Tyler Whitman. Served on the USS Germantown and the USS Nimitz. He's absolutely not mentally ill. I want to thank Laurie Anderson for doing a magnificent job last night for over, I think, God, it had to be 2 hours. She interviewed Tyler by phone to make, you know, just to get the details, you know, screen it out, see what his deal is. Is he schizophrenic? Is he not? And Lori concurs, and she will be on with us a little later. Lori Anderson concurs that Tyler Whitman is absolutely not schizophrenic. He's holding up miraculously well at the Passionate Care Home. I wish it were so, but it's called the Passionate Care Home. And what it is, it's a jailhouse. It's a psychiatric ward, a lockdown psychiatric ward with roses and coffee cake and a nice sidewalk up to the door. But you walk out and you get tasered or shot, or in Tyler's case, if he walks out or refuses the medication the witch's court is forcing upon him, we'll get into that in a minute. Wait till you hear what he's being forced to take. And while he's being forcibly medicated, he realizes, wow, this, and he said it to Lori last night in our interview over the phone. He said, this stuff feels like acid running through my veins. They're forcing him to take a medication so he actually comes across as lethargic and slow, and maybe, you know, some sheeple would actually maybe be stupid enough or naive enough to believe that he does have some kind of impairment, only from the drugs that they're forcing upon him. And not even that. He was holding up like a champ, sounded great, clear-headed, answered all the questions to the T. He didn't ramble on. He didn't go off track. I mean, this guy's solid, okay? So I'm hoping all our military people out there, all you vets, all you GIs, active, former, whatever you are, please help Tyler Whitman. This is an egregious, egregious case tonight. So I'm going to pause right there because I gave kind of the introduction. We'll fill in the details as the night progresses. I encourage our listeners, you know what this broadcast stands on, Psalms 94:16. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Boy, do we have some evildoers and workers of iniquity going on here in the Tyler Whitman case being held in Columbia, South Carolina. I do want to give a shout out to the nuns at the Abbey at the Diocese of Charleston. One of the sisters was really concerned and really cared about his case, and I appreciate that. I don't want to get her in any trouble for being too friendly with the courtroom observers, but I don't want to ruin her career. But, you know, if she's a woman of God, and I do believe she is, she was very caring and wanted to know the details of the case, and she was dealing with it really well. There was nothing that was freaking her out. She seemed to understand that demons do take human form, and we do live within the Antichrist system that we've been warned about for centuries. So with that, we're gonna have Gary, we're gonna have Chris, Chris did a marvelous job with his presentation at Studio 1776 during our Saturday night broadcast, and I want to thank Chris and ask Chris to kind of do a nice paced, slow but speak loudly but slowly, and do kind of almost a similar presentation that you did with our broadcast on Saturday night. And so we have Chris, we have Gary, we have Frank, who organizes quite a few of the military people who are suffering from similar circumstances to Tyler's. And what I'll give you the long and short real quick at the top of the show here, just so you know what we're working from. Tyler was experiencing the effects of electromagnetic radiation and frequency generation. And we know this goes on, and we're going to explain the details and the facts and the real meat and potatoes, and we're not going to speculate. I'm going to read you stuff from government documents. We're going to talk about DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency. We're going to talk about military veterans being used as guinea pigs. We're going to talk about cognitive liberties. We're going to talk about the NeuroTOR, the most advanced brain monitoring device in the world. We're going to talk about augmented cognition. And we're going to talk about the history of human rights violations using electromagnetic weapons, and that's from a study that I can read from tonight. There's some fascinating things out here, and I wanted to say kind of into the reality realm. In other words, speculation is fine, but what do we got to sink our teeth into? Because when we start getting into frequencies and experimentation, you know, this is a tough nut to digest. And it's also, you know, the sheeple tend to turn away and say, oh, it's just this or that. We know the score. And so we got some convincing to do to the sheeple. I know a lot of people out there already know this. I'm preaching to the choir. But this broadcast is not wasted, because even if you know about DARPA and electromagnetic frequency generation and veteran suicide and all the atrocities that are going on, people in and out of the military, you can help Tyler Whitman. And we're going to, I think Daniel has his phone blitz information posted at courtroomwatch.com. That's courtroomwatch.com, courtroomwatch.com. And we're doing this on the fly. This case just came across before the weekend, and so we haven't had a lot of time. If there's corrections to be made, please let us know. If there's more information to add, email it to courtroomwatch@gmail.com. So you can participate in this, do your own investigation. I was fascinated. I want to thank several researchers out there, some of whom I know want to remain anonymous, so I won't give their name, and they'll be happy that I didn't, but there's some people out there who are doing great work in front of the scenes, so to speak, out in public, you know, like Lori Anderson, Frank, and Chris, and all the veterans, and Amy, and all the people who brought this case to my attention. Connie, I got to mention her, and Cheryl for helping out in Anna Taylor's case. By the way, Anna Taylor got out in 3 days, and they were going to keep her for life. That's what the psychiatrist said at the hospital when they were signing her in. I said, we'll see about that. They're trying to pull the same garbage at the home in South Carolina where Tyler's being held. Oh, he's not going anywhere. They think he's going to get out. We'll see about that. Because if enough people call the Archbishop, the doors will swing open quickly. And I got to kind of thank, I do believe, Leonard Blair, the Archbishop of Hartford, Connecticut, did have something to do. I'm going to give him credit just on a guess, that his intervention helped that Anna Taylor get out in a couple of days like she did. That was record time. And so any influence that they may have had, we thank them for that. And we know that the power lies in the Archbishop and the Vicar's office. It just does. I watched the Federal Disability Claims Court in upstate New York. This is a major New York federal court award a disability settlement for somebody who could perfectly well handle their own money. Just give the money to Catholic Family Center to be the payee. And payee, P-A-Y-E-E, is a legal term where you can give somebody's money to somebody else and call it legal and lawful. And that's what the Witch's Court is expert at. And, of course, the first person in line was not a Jew. It was the Vicar General. Okay? And now I know the Zionist bankers are behind this. Point well taken. But the Warburgs and the Baruches and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds can't wipe their own stinking rear ends without help from the executioners. And we're going to be talking about the executioners in DARPA, the University Medical School of South Carolina, and let's say the Veterans Administration, who's being run now temporarily by a man who worked under Donald Rumsfeld. That gives me great hope. And well-schooled and well-experienced in international matters. Well, that's great, because we need more internationalism. So with that, I'm going to welcome Gary, Chris, and Frank. Let's start with Gary, because he has seniority. Let's have so any comments that he has and a prayer. Gary, thanks for joining us. We need your words of wisdom, and I appreciate your take on the scriptures. You do at least attempt to adhere to the word as much as possible. And, of course, my take is we ain't going to win this battle for our freedom without God on our side, period, end of story. So, Gary in Michigan, thank you for joining us, my sir. Oh, okay, we don't have Gary yet. So, Mike, if you can keep trying Gary, that would be great. I think you got his number. If you don't, I can pull me off. I'll give it to you. So, meanwhile, let's welcome ladies first, Lori Anderson. Lori, sorry I would have got to you sooner, but you said you weren't coming until later. You threw me a curveball. Well, we're glad you're here. You did a world-class job interviewing Tyler the other night. I was sitting here looking up in the sky going, thank you, Jesus. It was just perfect. You made him feel at ease. You asked the right questions. I mean, it was perfect. So just excuse me for ogling over your performance the other night, but it was outrageously perfect. And I just had to get that out there because I was in ecstasy. You know, it was a perfect, and he was comfortable with you. And, you know, is that guy crazy? Is he schizophrenic, Lori? Tyler Whitman, is he nuts or is he being persecuted?
No, I spoke with him, I guess it was at least an hour and a half. And he was very clear and concise. He, a very intelligent man. And knew exactly what he was talking about. And a lot of the situation with, you know, what they were trying to use as the excuse to claim him as being a schizophrenic is actually some of the known side effects that come from smart meters that has been pulled up over the years. And he, to me, in my opinion, is definitely being persecuted. I think he's absolutely fine mentally. He's not suicidal or homicidal, and he definitely needs to be released, and we need to fight for our veterans. And thank you, Eric, for those comments. I'm glad that he felt at ease, and that's what I wanted. I wanted him to be able to talk. You know, it kind of helps, too, that I'm a previous Navy wife, so I'm familiar with the LHDs and the Nimitz and all of that good little stuff. So I think that kind of made it a little easier so he realized that he wasn't alone. But he's not alone. You know, we have to speak out for him and everyone else, and we have to fight for our veterans. We love our veterans. We love our active men and women in the military. When we're constantly speaking out on this radio show about these illegal wars and how it's tyranny and treason and its invasions, we're not speaking out against our military guys. We're speaking out because we love them. You know, we don't want them coming home in body bags, and we don't want them coming home disturbed. We don't want them coming home with missing limbs. We speak out against it because it's an unlawful invasion of another sovereign nation, and we love our men and women enough to stand up for them so they're not in situations like that. And then, you know, what really saddens me is they go over and they sit on, like with Tyler's situation, you know, he was in the Navy, so he was on the ships, and he's going out on all of these deployments, and and he's fighting for this country, and then they come home and they find out, you know, because a lot of them are fooled into that illusion, Eric, that they're fighting for our freedom. Then they come back here and they have none. You know, you're locked in a place you can't leave, not even by court order, because where the court order was on that, and you know, because I pointed this out last night, Eric, they don't even have him in the place that he was ordered to be in the first place. So, it's just really disturbing. And then when you dig, and you know, you let me know they had put him on the Seroquel. The South Carolina Attorney General Office secured a $26 million settlement against the pharmaceutical company AstraZeneca in, I believe that was 2012 or 2013, and that was because of Seroquel, the same thing that they're trying to force him to take. The Department of Justice also sued AstraZeneca over Seroquel, which they are forcing into our military veterans. And all the side effects from these things are the exact things that they're claiming is, you know, quote-unquote schizophrenia. But, you know, quit pumping drugs into people that shouldn't be there in the first place, because the side effects are that. This is an attack upon mankind and our veterans. And we have to stand up for our veterans just like we stand up for everybody else, even more so. What do you think, Eric?
Oh, man, that says it all. I mean, you're exactly right. One correction. They're not trying to force him to take it. They are forcing him to take it. And one issue, and this is why I'm kind of coming out right now tonight with this case, the court order, and by the way, Lori made an excellent point. The Tyler's mother, who has been placed over him as a conservator, had him illegally moved out of a place called Oliver House, where he was had like some freedom of movement. And he was relatively, had him moved in violation of the witch's court order, and had mm-hmm. to move to another place because she had some problem, a stick up or what, you know what, and she had to move. So the police helped her do it, and the cops in Columbia, South Carolina, helped Tyler's mother violate the order from Judge Amy McCullough and had Tyler move to another place. And that's, I don't know how she got away with that. They must be very well connected in some way or another. Now, Tyler does get a good chunk of change every month, over several thousand dollars, and I'm sure money is part of the motivation here. You know, we can only speculate on that. But Lori's right, and you hit it right on the head. So you're convinced that Tyler can absolutely care for himself. He's of no danger to himself or anyone else. And let me just throw this out there, because I thought this was a very admirable, pardon the pun, admirable quality of Tyler's, is he said, Eric, he said, I'm willing to give up my $3,000 a month, plus I think he gets like $800 on top of that. So he gets like $3,800 to $4,000, somewhere in there, a month. And he's willing to let it all go to have mm-hmm. the diagnosis of incompetency removed and be able to go back to work. He would rather go dig ditches and $500 a week and be free.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Thanks for joining us tonight. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. That's the RBN Network. And this is RTR Truth Media with Thomas Lacovara, but Eric the Freedom Screamer filling in. And I want to thank Tom Lacovara and John Statmiller. I want to thank Mike on the board, the man who holds it all together. And I appreciate them letting me be here tonight to share the case of Tyler Whitman. That's W-H-I-T as in Thomas. M is in Michael, A is in Alpha, N is in Nancy, okay? Whitman, W-H-I-T-M-A-N. He's being held at the Passionate, that's P-A-S-S-I-O-N-A-T-E, the Passionate Care Home, I think it's called, the Passionate Care Home. And that's owned by Mr. Donald and Loretta Martin. And so we're trying to put some heat on the Martins to realize they're aiding and abetting in kidnapping, man-stealing, fraud, racketeering, forced medication, which is a violation of the Nuremberg precedent and international law, as well as domestic court and statute. I could go on and on. I wanted to thank Lori and Chris for being with us tonight. And Frank, we're going to get to you in a second here. Hang on tight. We appreciate Frank being with us. Frank is a gentleman who does a conference call for individuals who are in situations similar to Tyler's. They've been a victim of harassment, persecution, government corruption. Sometimes they just pick people because they're not well connected, or they're not going to put up a fight, or they're laid back and they're not going to resist. And sometimes the nicest people. And Tyler's a sweetheart of a guy. He's not bouncing off the walls. He's really doing amazingly well for somebody in his situation. I can't imagine being in his shoes. He is being forced to take the Seroquel. They're not trying to medicate him. They are forcing him to take it. Now, here's the issue. This is what brings us to tonight. Tyler, for the last 2.5 months, has been doing what's called cheeking his medication. In other words, he tucks it in under his tongue and pretends to take it, but does not. Good for him. Kudos. They caught him doing that and threatened him. Oh, add terroristic threats to the list of offenses. So they made terroristic threats against Tyler, and this is truly a terroristic threat, which is a felony, and it's a big one these days. Can lock you up for decades. The terroristic threat that if he did not take that medication and he kept trying to stash it in his cheek and then spit it out, that they were going to have the ambulance strap him down, come to the passionate care home. Knows this, they don't use the word compassionate, which means empathy and compassion. They use the word passionate. You can be passionate about murder, and they are, because wait till you hear what Seroquel does. So they tell him, if you keep cheeking your Seroquel, Tyler, we're going to have the ambulance come here, strap you down to the gurney, and take you to the psych ward at the VA hospital, worst place you could imagine, where they're going to tie you down to another table and forcibly interject you with intramuscular injections of antipsychotic medications against his will. Now imagine that. Think about that, people, before you go to bed with your bowl of ice cream giggling at Eric the Freedom Screamer. Think about that, okay? He can't walk out of there. He's got to take the med. So now he takes the med, and you know what he said? He said it feels like acid running through the veins of his body. Think about that one. Sorry to bring this hardcore truth to a lot of you who want to just sit here and be entertained and gain knowledge. The knowledge is great. The other guys do that. Now, what are you going to do with the knowledge, smarty pants? You're the smartest audience in radio history. You know, God, man, look in the mirror and say, hey, I'm great. Take all the credit yourself. Don't give it to the creator. And then what are you going to do with it? So I want you all, there's your harsh little spanking to get involved, those of you who sit on the sidelines and think that we're going to win this fight, or that somehow the fight doesn't matter. It matters. This guy's suffering. Put yourself in his shoes. It's not very difficult to do. Think about it for a minute. I know it's difficult, but that's the breaks. This is what we've all allowed to happen, every one of us in some way or another. I'm now trying to repent and do everything I can to fix it. If nothing else, one case at a time. We're not going to be able to go parachute into the Rothschild compound and arrest them. We're not going to be able to take down the whole executive services unless the military comes home and starts defending us against enemies domestic. So with that, I'm going to get back to Lori. First off, so I wanted to mention that Tyler, okay, so they're threatening Tyler that he's going to go back to the psych ward and be forcibly injected if he doesn't take his meds. And on top of that, furthermore, they're telling him that because he cheats his meds, he's got to stay another 6 months. We'll talk about this more when we get back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce. Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Upset you out. Don't you know everything's all right? Yes, everything's fine. And we want you to sleep well tonight. Let the world turn without you tonight. If we try, we'll get by, so forget all about us tonight.
Everything's all right. Yes, everything's all right. Yes.
Sleep and I shall soothe you, calm you, and anoint you, never your heart forget out. Then you feel everything's alright, yes, everything's fine. And it's cool and the ointment sweet for the fire in your head and feet. Close your eyes and relax, think of nothing tonight.
Everything's alright, yes, everything's alright, yes.
Come on, the fine ointment.
Podcast. Thanks for joining us tonight. We appreciate you being here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer with Lori and Chris and Frank and all of you out there who are hoping, I'm hoping that you're going to help Tyler Whitman, a U.S. Navy vet who's locked up in a psych hospital for a psychiatric home. It's a sugar-coated prison, and he's being forcibly medicated with Seroquel,
which, as Lori mentioned, not only did the state of South Carolina sue the maker of Seroquel, now this is the medication that Tyler is being forced to ingest upon orders from the witch's court of Amy McCullough in Columbia, South Carolina. And Ms. McCullough sees fit to, like a good drug pusher would, make force command at the point of force. Seroquel, made by AstraZeneca. I believe Lori said it's a British corporation. And not only did the state is okay, and in trials, these are the trials of Seroquel. This is not the stuff that they tried. They didn't go study it after the post-mortem. This is not at the autopsy or after the funeral or to figure out what happened later. These are the trials. What they knew that this medication would do this. And it says in the trials, the cause of the death, that's from the Seroquel during the trials at AstraZeneca, in the trials, the causes of death were varied, and they ranged from cardiovascular failure, infectious pneumonia, and sudden death. And this was known by AstraZeneca, so they lost the lawsuit. The U.S. Justice Department won a lawsuit, and Lori's going to fill in the blanks and correct me if anything's wrong here, but let me get this out there. The lawsuit from the Justice Department, that's the federal lawsuit against AstraZeneca for their poison product Seroquel, which is what Tyler's being forced to take tonight, $520 million. The state of South Carolina sued individually, not class action, and won $26 million. So the state, are you telling me that judge, a state Supreme Court judge, for the state of South Carolina didn't know that her own state attorney general had won a case for $26 million regarding Seroquel, and she's pushing it like a pimp, like Huggy Bear from the bench in a black robe, making these guys take the drugs, knowing it's going to kill them, or commit suicide, or exhibit behaviors that will lead to that diagnosis that they are dangerous to themselves or others, i.e., a psych hold, and they get locked up with a diagnosis of schizophrenia or a whole number of things. A young gentleman now is being held because his ADHD diagnosis morphed into a bipolar diagnosis, and because the parents were against him, they got the doctor to sign the paper. Along with them, they had him incarcerated. That's the Nick Biachi case, and we're going to be picking that one up next. But I want to do Tyler's first and get him out. There's so many people languishing in these psychiatric wards. It's ungodly. And all I can say is I'm not going to stand by if I can get one person out in my whole life. It's worth it. I've done something. I'm trying to work on one, every couple of days. It's come to right now. If everybody helps do that, we can get these people out, and it'll bring the system to its knees, because every corner we come around, every rock we look under, every curtain we take a peek behind, there it is. There's the military medical research complex. It's the tyranny which all the other tyrannies feed, including the banking establishment, the religious groups, and the Vatican, and the Zionists. This one is the top of it. This is what it all serves. It's the medical research experimentation in conjunction with the military. And so with that, I don't want to hog the whole night. I want to bring in, let's do this. Lori, I'm going to give it back to you, and then let's get over to Chris, because Chris made a fantastic presentation, and then we'll get to Frank, because he's going to want some comments. But Frank, you just jump in any time if you hear something that I'm incorrect or incomplete, because you were one of the people who brought this case to my attention. That
not a problem.
Okay, well, there you are, Frank. Frank, say hello to the audience of the Republic Broadcasting Network and RTR Truth Media.
Hi, how you doing? My name is Frank Allen.
Hi, Frank.
How you doing, Frank? We appreciate you bringing this case forward. Any comments on what we're talking about? Any even as general stuff? Go ahead.
I got the story around today. I put it up on our website. I put it on our Twitter account, Facebook accounts, and I was totally amazed and pleasantly surprised this morning to hear that you've uncovered all of these infractions, this terrible drug. And Tyler came to us, I think, probably about 3 weeks to a month ago, and he was just frightened. That's the only other word I can think of, because he didn't understand, you know, the things that were happening to him, because they weren't nothing to do with him. I mean, it's a whole another world when you're a government target. And it's a terrible way to live, but you get to a point where they're just a nuisance. But he's been fantastic. He has told his story probably 10, 15 times or more since he's been with us on our show. And everybody has been, you know, dying to help him. And then you showed up, and it was like, God, I guess when you pray, it really happens. And but it's really great to see, you know, him coming out of this, and I can see that happening. But I know all the stages that they do in MK Ultra and remote neuromonitoring. And if you want to listen sometime, I'll lay them out. There are like four stages.
Well, let's do this. Let's try to get Lori and Chris quick, and then you can lay it out tonight. I won't hog the night because I have a habit of doing that. And you got information that I don't have. I want to hear it, and I'll turn it right over to you guys. Lori, take over for a couple of minutes, then let's get to Chris and Frank. Okay, I'm going to just turn it over to you guys. Lori Anderson from Freedom Outpost. Go ahead, sweetheart.
Sure, and you know, one of the things, like you were talking about, Eric, was that court order, and we picked apart a lot that actually was going against the court order. I'm surprised the police officers got by with taking him out of that one place and then them putting them in the other. But on top of that, as you said, the judge ordered that he take all drugs that were required of him. It also states in there, if you remember, it states that they're not to hold him any more than 12 months. 12 months is the maximum they're allowed to hold him. And if you remember, he made the comment that he was due to get out May 17th, and then Loretta Martin, who's the co-administrator over the place that he's at now, told him that he wouldn't be getting out until May 25th, 2018, due to a contract. Well, that's against court order as well. But I want to go back to that medication real quick, because it's really important. When I spoke with Tyler last night, it was very intriguing to me and upsetting to me, that because I asked him how long they spent with him before they found that he was quote-unquote schizophrenic. Everybody, please listen to the sound of my voice. 5 minutes is all he spent with that psychiatrist for them to claim that he was schizophrenic. That is not enough time to even to diagnose if you have a cold or the flu. Now, on top of that, I wanted to go into a little bit more about the Seroquel so that you can get one with Frank and Chris. But it's very important for everybody to understand, because this, of course, is not just Tyler. This is being forced upon people in the mental hospitals, or even in the homes that are assisted living homes, as they like to call them, Eric. Well, it's not really assisted living if you can't leave. You are under lockdown. It's another word for prison, okay? So here is what the information I found out about Seroquel, and I found out a little bit more about more side effects as well, Eric, since I spoke with you last. But I'm going to give you a little bit of the history, and then I'm going to go into the other side effects as well. So Seroquel is the brand name for the drug quetiapine fumarate. It is made and sold by a British pharmaceutical company named AstraZeneca. The prescription medication is used to treat schizophrenia in adults and adolescents aged 13 to 17 years old, and bipolar 1 disorder in children and adults aged 10 and up. Doctors often prescribe it in conjunction with lithium or Davalprox. I apologize if I mispronounced that. The Food and Drug Administration, or the FDA, first approved Seroquel for schizophrenia in September of 97. AstraZeneca's U.S. clozapine patent expired in 2011, and it received a one-year pediatric exclusivity extension until March 26, 2012. Those drug makers that sell quetiapine in 25 milligrams to 400 milligram oral tablets. Why did I want to be specific about that, Eric? He's on 500 milligrams a night, everyone. AstraZeneca received $5.3 billion in Seroquel sales in 2010 worldwide, of which $3.7 billion came from the United States. Do you understand that math? Okay, so according to the drug label, the scientists do not understand Seroquel's mechanism of action, though it's not uncommon for drugs indicated for treating schizophrenia. Medical experts speculate that Seroquel blocks the dopamine type 2 receptors and serotonin type 2 receptors in the brain. It's less likely than some antipsychotic drugs to cause involuntary body movements at low doses. Obviously, he's not on low doses. So the more you research, it says AstraZeneca had settled multiple Seroquel-related lawsuits against the United States and the state governments. Yes, this is not class action lawsuits, everyone. These are actually the states and the Department of Justice that stood up against this company because of the side effects and what the life-threatening side effects that it caused. In April 2010, $520 million AstraZeneca settled a lawsuit brought by the U.S. Department of Justice for illegally marketing Seroquel for off-label uses while failing to mention Seroquel's side effects. In March 2011, 37 U.S. states settled their own claims against AstraZeneca for $68.5 million. And I want to add, South Carolina, where Taylor is at, where he's at, got $26 million of that. So when we do a little bit more research into the Seroquel, it says the FDA does not approve Seroquel for the treatment of dementia in the elderly and requires black box warning of the product's label informing users that the drug carries an increased risk of death in elderly users. FDA determined that the elderly people with dementia who used atypical second-generation antipsychotic medications, including Seroquel, were 1.6 to 1.7 times more likely to die of various ailments, including heart disease and pneumonia. Now, the more we dig, we find that according to Seroquel's FDA-approved product labeling, it is a potentially fatal disorder sometimes referred as neuropathic malignant syndrome, or NMS, and has been reported in association with administration of antipsychotic drugs, including Seroquel, and the symptoms include the following: hyperplexia, muscle rigidity, altered mental status, and autonomic instability, irregular heartbeat or blood pressure, and excessive sweating. Seroquel's labeling also states potentially irreversible condition known as tardive dyskinesia has been associated with Seroquel use. That is characterized by involuntary facial movements such as puckering and pursing of the lips, tongue protrusion, grimacing, lip smacking, rapid eye blinking. It also might cause behavioral side effects. The black box suicide warning for adolescent and young adult users, FDA found that the young people who use Seroquel to treat major depressive disorder were more prone to suicidal thoughts and behaviors than depressed adolescents and young adolescents who took a placebo. This is what we're dealing with. I've got a little bit more to add with that after a couple of words from our sponsors. We'll be right back, and then you will be hearing, of course, from Eric, Chris, and Frank.
The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354, or visit MIG911.com.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Mother of the moon, which built my sails, rose the sea.
Good morning. Welcome back to the broadcast. Appreciate you joining us. We're going to get right to a caller because our callers are the lifeblood of this network. We do rely on the support of the listeners to stay alive here at the RBN Network. So people, support your activists, support Lori, support Tom LaGuevara. He's got a PayPal account. I've got one. You can donate to the network by mail or by internet. You can pick up a membership at FrontSight, which is a world-class training facility, and the owner seemed really pretty cool to me. So he's offering a lot of help to the Patriot community. So I encourage you to look into the FrontSight membership program that they're still offering with the network as well. So with that, we're going to get to Herb in Wisconsin, and then Lori with Chris and Frank. Go ahead, Herb. Is that you?
Hello, friends. This is Herb, and I'm a Christian, and I am very familiar with the Bible, and the Lord told us to defend the rights of the oppressed and the needy and the poor, and I'd like to do that. And it frustrates me to death to hear these stories like you're telling about Mr. Whitman, and I can't do anything about it. And you give information about where he's at and everything, but it would help a blind person like me if you just give out the phone number a few times during the broadcast so that
Absolutely.
I can at least use the telephone to make my voice be heard.
Done deal. We're going to get to that. What we'll do is we'll do that right after the we'll do that in the next hour, okay? So hold tight.
Just say Mr. Whitman's first and last name and then give a phone number slow enough that a person like me can make some kind of record of it. Appreciate it. Okay. Thank you.
Any
No problem. So go grab me, and we'll try to make a record of this. What I'm going to do is I'll read you a couple of numbers right now, and it'll be a great way to just take up a couple of minutes because we're coming up to the top of the hour break, and I don't want to cut off Lori with Chris and Frank. So here we go. I hope I can pull this up. Now, if I fail to do this, I'll have us mention it in the next hour or definitely tomorrow night. So just bear with me. Let's see if I can pull all this up here while I'm on the phone. And it may or may not be possible, so just hold tight, y'all. And let's see here. Let's do this. My dogs are playing in the background, so that's your background music. I think it's this one here. Okay, pray, say a little prayer. Not available while in call. Okay, I'm having a little trouble bringing it up. So what I'm going to do is during the top of the hour break, I'll look up some numbers, make sure I got that for you. Thank you for that suggestion. We will get right on it. Any other comments?
The suggestion is for all the time. Because I listen from time to time, but there's nothing I can do. I can use a telephone.
Yep, my apologies. If you hear that happen and I neglect to give the numbers out, because I often assume everybody can just go to the website and check it out. And I know that's not true. It's for you guys in the visually impaired as well as our listeners who are in prison. So that's my bad. I will get on that, and we'll make sure we get those numbers out verbally so you can make a record of it. And we'll do it slowly so you can easily transcribe however you're going to do that and participate in the phone calls, because that definitely helps.
Thank you, sir.
No, thank you. I'm really glad you brought that up. So, hey, listen, you guys remind me to do that, okay, because I've got a lot on my mind here. I don't want to forget to do that. So, Lori, Chris, and y'all, feel free to remind me. I don't want to forget to do that. We'll speak the numbers. And Frank, or how about Chris, come on in for a couple of minutes and begin what you were talking about the other night and your take on this mental psychiatric tyranny that we're living under, because you experienced it in Las Vegas, getting locked up for 2 months. Chris in Las Vegas, go ahead, my friend.
Well, I did, but I think I hear the music in the background, Chris.
You got it. Yep, there's my favorite Gordon Lightfoot, Song for a Winter's Night. We will be back after this break. We appreciate you joining us on the RBN Network. Eric the Freedom Screamer with Frank and Chris in Las Vegas and the lovely Lori Anderson. We'll be right back after this break.
If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.